This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And time now for your comments. And we'll begin with yesterday's conversation about whether white basketball fans are losing interest in the NBA.
Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Buzz Bissinger made that assertion in an online column, and then he made it again on our air. He said only about 10% of NBA players are white, and he told us that he has reached this conclusion.
It's my feeling. It's based on studies. It's based on anecdotes. It's based on talking to fans all over the place, that it's very difficult at this point for some whites to identify with the game.
We also heard from sports writer Kevin Blackstone on the program, and he strongly disagreed.
When I go to games around the country, predominantly the ticket buyers are not of color. They are predominantly white audiences.
Well, some of you had strong opinions as well. Phil Love of Fort Worth, Texas, wrote this. Wow, what a trip back to the 70s when this white people don't want to watch black people play theory was put forward to explain financial troubles in the NBA. Then Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Michael Jordan came along and the NBA's popularity skyrocketed. A more likely explanation for any decrease in NBA popularity is too many meaningless games with too many faceless teams with no hope of competing for a championship.
And Carter Wilding White of Albany, New York, said he was irritated by the discussion. He writes, if I want to listen to talking heads, I will listen to CNN or Fox. Stick to the facts. This was not a necessary discussion to be had on NPR.
Well, on to another matter. Yesterday, we remembered Tom DiBaggio. He wrote two books about living with Alzheimer's disease. We've checked in with Tom over the years on this program as he witnessed Alzheimer's devastating effects, and we were saddened to learn of his death this week at the age of 69.
Russell Norwood of Milwaukee wrote in to thank us for our coverage. He writes, when I heard this remembrance, I felt the loss of this gentleman personally in a deep sense. Mr. Norwood called Tom DiBaggio inspirational and says he had great dignity in facing and fighting this disease.
Well, thanks for writing. You can write, too, at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.